Blog Talk Radio.
Of Purpose Broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Praise God. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We are your hosts, praise God, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. We thank you for tuning in to the program this evening. This evening, we have a special program, as we do every fourth Monday of the month. And it is called our Sweet Hour of Prayer, praise God, where we have fellow ministers that gather together with us to be able to lift up prayer requests, to lift up prayer for our families and communities and nation and for this world. And we count it a privilege to be able to serve God and join with the fellow ministers in this way. We would like to recognize our Covenant Fellowship Church, praise God, Light of the World Christian Tabernacle, under the leadership of Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, founder and senior pastor Bishop Kevin Jones. We would like to thank God for everything that they are doing for the kingdom of God. We want to thank God for all of the many, many churches across this nation and across this world that takes a stand, a true stand for the kingdom of God and keep the people of God lifted up, keep the things of God in this world lifted up and the word of God going forth, because we know that, again, that the prayers of the righteous, hallelujah, availeth much. We just give God all praise and all honor and all glory. We're going to go ahead and get started with the program after we enter in to the presence of the Lord with a song of praise. More than anything, we thank God for his presence here with us. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you again. So we're going to go ahead and lift up praises to our Heavenly Father with this song of praise. Praise the Lord. And it is
our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love.
Truly, an awesome God. There is no other God, none like him. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. We give God all the honor and all the glory. We're going to go ahead and get started with our prayers tonight. We have joining with us Elder Maddie Green, Minister Hilton Britt, Prophetess Cecile Cutchin. Elder Lisa Strayhorn was not able to be with us this evening, praise God, but we're going to keep her lifted and her family along with her need lifted in prayer tonight, and we're going to go ahead and get started, praise God. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, just for another opportunity to come before you, Lord, and join in prayer, Father God. We join in unison, and I'm going to ask if everyone that's on the line this evening, our ministers as well as our guests, would go ahead and bow your heads as we join in unison in the prayer that Jesus Christ taught his disciples to pray, the Lord's Prayer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation.
Deliver us
from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit of Almighty God, oh yes, Lord, we just call upon your name tonight, Lord.
Yes.
We lift you up, Heavenly Father, giving you all the praise and giving you all the honor, giving you all the glory, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we know, praise God, that there is no other God but you.
Yes.
There is no other God like you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for an opportunity to come before you, knowing, Heavenly Father, that you, Lord God, never sleep, nor you never slumber, that we can call on you, Lord, anytime, day or night, knowing that you hear, Father,
yes,
knowing
yes.
that you answer our prayers, Lord God.
Yes.
And we give you all the praise, Father God. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We thank you, Lord God, for gracing us this evening with your presence, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord God, that your word tells us that you never leave us nor forsake us, Father
yes.
God.
Yes. Yes.
We thank you, Lord God. That Heavenly Father, Lord, we give you all the honor. We rebuke right now in the name of Jesus every distraction, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for the prayers that will go forth tonight, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for every minister, Lord God, that have joined us tonight, Lord God, that come to the line, Lord God, with the mind to pray, Heavenly Father, with the mind to lift you up, Lord God. We lift them up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We lift up, Lord God, Prophetess Cecile Cutchin to you, Father,
yes.
in the name of Jesus. And we pray for her. We pray for her family, Lord God. We pray as she goes forth to do the work of your kingdom, Father God, that you continue to strengthen her, that you keep her, Father God, that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you meet every one of her needs, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, and lift up Elder Maddie Green, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for. We pray, Lord God, for our health and for our strength, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, as she has come tonight to be able, Heavenly Father, to lift up prayer requests. Lift up, Lord God, your word, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
Lord God.
Yes,
we lift up to you, Minister Hilton Britt, Lord
yes,
God,
yes,
and his family, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for him, Lord. Wrap your loving arms around him, Father God. Keep him and his family in all of their ways, Father. Supplying and providing, Lord, all of their needs according to your riches in Christ Jesus,
yes,
Father.
Lord, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
We thank you,
Lord God, for Elder Lisa Strayhorn, Lord God. We lift her and her husband up and family up to you, Father. We pray, Lord God, that even as she is on duty tonight with the client that's soon to transition, Lord, she told me that her client was a child of God.
Praise God.
It's all is well.
Yes.
All is well, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord God. We pray for her strength, Lord God.
Yes.
We pray, Lord God, that as she is there with her client, Lord God, in this moment of transition, Heavenly Father,
yes. We
know that people, that are children of God,
thank you,
we don't perish, we don't die, but we live to live again, Father.
Yes, Father. Yes, yes.
And
yes.
So, Lord, we thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord.
We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory.
Yes.
We thank you for these men and women of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
For
yes,
Seasons
yes.
of Purpose Radio Broadcast.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
I thank you, Lord God. For my husband, Lord.
Yes, Father.
I thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, Father, to be able, Lord God, to come before you and speak your word.
Yes,
yes Lord, we
yes.
do. Strengthen us, Father God.
Yes,
yes Lord. The enemy doesn't want us to join together in prayer.
Praise your name,
because
Father.
He knows of the strength and the power
behind
the word of God.
Yes.
And the people of God joining together in prayer, because one can put but 1,000 to flight, but two could put 10,000, hallelujah, to flight.
Amen.
So imagine what happens when the people of God, when they all come together, Lord,
unity, in unity,
and the bond of unity,
being able,
in the name of Jesus,
in Jesus' name,
to share the word of God, to lift up prayer requests,
to pray
for the people of this nation, to pray for the people of our community,
to pray
for the our families, Heavenly Father, Lord God.
Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. We know the power of prayer, Father God. We know in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much, Lord. We know that when we come together, Lord, and be able to speak your word, that your word goes forth and it doesn't return void, but it accomplishes that for which it has been sent. And purpose to accomplish, Lord God. We give you all the praise, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, Lord God. We thank you that you are our provider, Lord God. We thank you that the Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want for any good or perfect thing, because every good gift comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for anyone on this line, Lord, that may stand in need of anything, whether it's a health need, whether it's a financial need, whether it's a family relational need, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, that you are our provider, that you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Rapha, Father, that you are our healer. Yes, Lord, and that if anyone stands in need, Lord God, stands in need of healing tonight, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for their healing. We thank you for the manifestation of your healing power throughout their bodies. Those that are dealing with cancer, those that are dealing with diabetes, those that are dealing with kidney disease, those that are dealing with glaucoma, those that are dealing with any sickness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, manifest your healing power, Father, as Jehovah Rapha, over their physical bodies. And we declare and decree that every cell and every nerve and every organ and every tissue and every joint and every part of their physical body, Lord God, physically, mentally, spiritually, Lord God, be restored according to your perfect will, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Nisi, Father, that you are our banner, that you are our shield, that you are our protection, that you keep us from the wiles and the temptations, Lord God, of the evil one, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall ever prosper, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that we right now in Jesus' name join together and stand and declare that Satan, you have no dominion. You have no power. You have no authority over God's people. So we are covered in his blood and the blood of Jesus Christ. And greater is he that is on the inside of us than he that is in this world. We thank you, Lord God, that we are more than conquerors. We are overcomers, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. And Father God, we thank you that you are El Shaddai, that you are the Almighty God. We thank you, Lord, that you are omniscient, that you're all-knowing, Father God. We thank you that you're omnipresent, that you are with us at all times, no matter where we are. Your word tells us, Lord, that we can go to the depths of the earth, and you are there. We can go to the highest mountain, and you are there. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you for covering us. We thank you for keeping us from COVID-19, Father God, as we have gone in and out, Lord God, that you take us, Lord God, wherever we need to go, and you wrap us in your loving arms, protecting us, Lord, keeping us from all sickness and disease, all hurt, all harm, all danger, Father God. Thank you for your protection, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you praise. We thank you, Lord God, that you are omnipotent, that you are all-powerful, Lord God. That, yes, Lord, there is no power like the power of our God, Heavenly Father. That you are mighty. Yes, Lord God, that you are mighty, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you for that in the midst of our weakness, that you are our strength, Father God. That the joy of the Lord is our strength, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Oh, yes, we give you praise, Father, tonight. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We lift up the prayers, Lord God, of Alexis Ford, Father, and the Ford family. We pray, Lord God, that you bring unity, Heavenly Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for her family, Father God, that you bring restoration, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for her as she begins school, Father God. That you give her guidance, that you give her direction, Lord God, that you let her foot not slip nor fall, Father God, but that she walks according to your perfect will, Father God, that the plan that you described in Jeremiah 29:11, Father God, telling us that you have a plan for our life to prosper us and not to harm us, but to give us a hope and a future, Lord God. Let it be so for her, for Alexis Ford and her family, Father God. We pray, Lord. Lord God, for Sister Joycelyn, Lord, tonight,
yes,
and her
yes.
family, Lord.
Thank
we pray
you,
for the Cobbs family.
Yes,
we pray for the Williams family.
Thank
we
you,
pray
Lord.
For Apostle Nelson and co-pastor Nelson,
yes,
along
yes.
with Pastor Weaver and his family, Father God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Lift up these needs to you, Father God.
Thank
we
you,
lift
Lord.
Up these fellow saints to you. Father God, in the name of Jesus,
name of Jesus,
you know what the need is, Father.
Yes.
Meet them, Father God, at their point of need, Lord God. Meet them and answer their prayers, Father God. Oh, Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor, Lord. We give you all the glory. And we thank you, my God. Oh, yes, we do. We thank you for the opportunity. There is no power, huh? Like the power of prayer.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord, because it is connected with the power of Almighty God. And all we have to do is to come before you, Lord God. We don't need a mediator of man, Father God.
Uh-huh.
For our mediator has already paid the price.
Yes.
He laid down his precious shed blood. He defeated death, hell, and the grave.
Yes.
His name is Jesus Christ. He sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty,
yes,
interceding
yes.
for you and for me. That's
Lord.
The only mediator that we need, Father. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes,
we give
yes.
you praise tonight.
Praise
hallelujah God. To your name, Lord
glory,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We give you all the honor.
Mm.
We ask, Lord God, that you hear our prayers, knowing that you hear,
uh-huh.
knowing that you answer,
yes.
knowing that you've inclined your ear, Lord God,
yes.
to the voices and the praises and the concerns of your people, Father. And for that, we thank you,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We ask these prayers in Jesus' name,
in Jesus'
and
name.
We call it done. And it is so,
yes.
and so it is, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to ask my sister, Elder Maddie Green, if you will, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and I will dispatch you into the studio. Praise God. Elder Maddie Green, hallelujah. Go ahead, my dear sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 1 John 5:14-15 says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hear us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have a petition that we desire of him. Our Father, which art in heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for you are good and your mercy endures forever. Dear God, we
Amen.
Thank you, dear God, because you are great and greatly to be praised and to be feared above all, God. Oh, God, have mercy. We humble ourselves and come unto thee in the name of Jesus, surrendering
yes.
to your will and to your way. Oh, God, have mercy.
Yes.
Dear God, we are praying in the name of Jesus. For our nation,
yes,
dear
yes.
God. Seem like everything
yes.
else they want to do their way. But all things got to be done his way. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Dear God, we praying
yes.
for our leaders, for all kings and all men in authority, dear God, that they live a quiet and peaceful life with godliness and honesty in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, we praying for families. We praying for the Whitehurst family, and we praying for the Pollard family, and we praying for the Green family. We praying for all families, dear God. We praying that they will
yes.
surrender unto God, Lord Jesus, and stay in the will of God and don't go astray. And if they go astray, to come back and submit and confess them to the Lord and say, the Lord, I have sinned and fall short of your glory. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, touch the children, dear God. They are in school. Touch them, dear God. The ones who are going to college, God, help them keep a mind, God. Renew their minds in the name of Jesus and keep them safe. Oh, God, have mercy. Bless them in their homes, dear God. Lord Jesus, I'm praying for marriages, dear God. Lord, I'm praying honorable because marriage is honorable in thy name, and the bed is undefiled. We pray, Lord Jesus, that the marriage that the enemy tried to pretend it to be, it is not of God. So we are praying for the marriages that are pleasing in God's sight. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, we are praying, dear God, for those who are weak, dear God, and those who are sick, dear God, to heal their bodies, their mind, and their souls, and their hearts, dear God, that they will stay on the prayer post for the Lord, to keep on praying and don't give up. No matter how weak they get, still believe in God, that God is a prayer-answering God. Oh, God, have mercy. Dear God, touch the ministers, God, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, and prophets and apostles, dear God. Bless them, God, in their home. Bless them in their bodies, dear God. Lead them and guide them down the path of righteousness for their name's sake. Bless them in their finances, dear God. You're the God and the only one that can supply our needs according to your riches and glory. Oh, God, have mercy, dear God. And God bless it. We have prayed for those families and those wayward souls who have not come in surrendering unto God. We pray in the name of Jesus with those who are praying that they will surrender their souls unto God. Oh, God, have mercy. God, we thank you and we love you, God, for there is none like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise,
praise
God. Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you, Elder Green. Praise God for that prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Minister Hilton Britt. Minister Hilton Britt. Praise God. My brother, go right ahead. Hallelujah.
Father God, you are God most high. You are exalted, the name above every name. There is none like you, O Lord, in all the heavens above, on the earth below. You are full of glory. You are full of power. Your word, O Lord, is established, O Lord, throughout all creation. And by your word, Lord, all things exist and consist and have their being. O Lord, we stand, O Lord, to declare your word, Lord, this evening, O Lord, as we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise, to give honor, to give glory to your holy name, Lord. We worship you, O Lord, in spirit, and we worship you in truth, O Lord. We pray, O Lord, for families, O Lord, in this nation, O God. O Lord, first of all, we pray for the man, God, for men are in need of prayer, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will touch the hearts of men, O God, that they will, Lord, will submit themselves unto you as their creator and as their God and as their king, O Lord. Lord, you sought for a man. You sought out faithful Abraham, and you called him, and he was but one, O Lord. So the Lord is not limited to save by many or by few, but he is seeking out faithful men. And so, Lord, we pray for men, O Lord, that they will bow the knee unto your God, that the hearts of the fathers, O God, will return, O Lord, to their sons and their daughters, O Lord. Lord, that they will become leaders in their household, O Lord, spiritual leaders, O Lord, taking authority, O Lord, being the prophet and the priest of their household, O God, that the heart of the fathers, O Lord, will embrace their sons and daughters to lead and guide them into the way of truth and in the way of righteousness, Lord. But in order to do that, they themselves, O Lord, must be submitted unto you, O God. So we pray, even as faithful Abraham came before you, O Lord, that we as men, O Lord, will see our need to seek your face, Lord Jesus, and turn away from all that would distract, from all that would seduce, from all that would defile, from all that would corrupt, O Lord, of this world. That we love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, but, Lord, that we will seek first the kingdom of God, hallelujah, and your righteousness, O Lord. All the sins may be added unto you, O God, that we will lead our sons and daughters into the king's highway, into the way that leads to life, O Lord, into the way that is right and true and more excellent, the things that are praiseworthy, Lord, that we will guard and guide our families, O Lord, that we will cover them, Lord, and strengthen them, that our hearts again will be joined, O Lord, to our sons and daughters, O Lord, and that we, even as Christ laid his life down to secure and to purchase for him a people, O God, that we will lay our lives down for our families, O Lord, and make the sacrifice that is necessary to lead and guide them into the knowledge of truth and to the knowledge of righteousness. Lord Jesus, you are the righteous King, Lord. You, oh Lord, sacrificed your own self, Lord, to offer up salvation unto us, Lord, fully and completely and totally. So draw us near to you, Lord. We pray, oh Lord, that, again, husbands love their wives as they love themselves, oh God, and present themselves, oh Lord, and draw their wives near unto you, oh Lord, to present themselves, oh Lord, holy and righteous before you, oh Lord, to present a sacrifice in any spot or any wrinkle, oh Lord, that we will cover our wives, oh Lord, and we will honor them, and we will love them, and we will bless them, oh Lord, that we will serve to strengthen and to cover them, Lord Jesus. And we pray also, Lord Jesus, for your church, Lord. We pray, oh Lord, that for the ministers of the gospel throughout this nation, throughout the world, oh Lord, that you will strengthen them, that you will meet every need in their lives according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, oh Lord, that, Lord, you will convict them of sin and of righteousness, oh Lord, that they might offer a holy sacrifice, separating themselves, consecrating themselves, setting themselves apart, oh Lord, not embracing the world's mindset, Lord, but seeking out the Holy Spirit to be led by your Spirit, Lord, to be led by you, Lord, to make the choices that are necessary, oh God, that the gates of hell will not prevail against your men or women of God. The gates of hell will not prevail against your church, oh God. For you, oh God, give your church the victory. You have given your pastors and teachers and apostles and prophets, oh God, evangelists, oh Lord, the victory, oh Lord, that they will look to your throne continually, oh Lord, not looking, oh Lord, to the left or to the right, not looking at what's going on round about them, but setting themselves apart unto you, Lord, to hear your voice and to follow after you, oh Lord, wholeheartedly and single-mindedly, oh Lord, that you have given them victory, oh Lord, that you have declared that no weapon forged against them can prosper, and that the gates of hell will not prevail against your house, oh God, as they seek you, Lord, and as they out in your holy presence, oh Lord. You will manifest yourself to them, oh Lord. You will do signs and wonders and miracles, oh Lord, as they stand and declare your word to a lost and a dying generation, oh God. And so we pray for our nation, oh God. We are in perilous times, oh Lord. And so many, oh Lord, forces are coming against this nation, oh Lord. But Lord, you established this nation, oh God. Oh Lord, we pray for the godly remnant that is yet standing within the nation, oh Lord. Your men and women, oh Lord, who are standing, fully trusting your word, looking unto heaven's throne, looking unto Jesus, oh Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord, that you, oh God, will not fail us, oh God, for we stand, oh Lord, trusting you, oh Lord, for this nation, oh God. You raised this nation, oh God. We know that there are problems in the land, Lord, but Lord, there are those of us, oh Lord, who love this nation, oh God, but we love you more, Lord, but you have given this nation and established it like no other nation on the face of the earth, oh God. So we pray for the preservation. We pray for the for revival in our land, Lord Jesus. Revival in the hearts and minds of your people, for it was first started in the house of God. But let it break forth, Lord. We pray that the racial barriers, oh Lord, will be broken, oh Lord, in the house of God, Lord, with the people of God, that we will yoke up, oh Lord, that there will be one faith, one Lord, and one baptism, even as there is one God, oh Lord. Let it break forth, oh Lord, and let your people set the standard, Lord, to bring forth the light, Lord, and to push down and to push the darkness, Lord, to crush the darkness, Jesus, that your name might be exalted, Lord, in the north, in the south, in the east, and west, that the name of Jesus, O Lord, will break forth, O Lord, in the hearts and the minds of the people, O Lord, that we will not be given, O Lord, to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, O Lord, and that our sons and daughters, O Lord, will be saved, O Lord, to honor you, to walk with you, to reverence you, O Lord, from one generation will tell of your praiseworthy deeds to the next, O Lord. And from one generation, the torch of faith, O Lord, will be passed on. And the name of Jesus will be exalted in the United States of America, O God. Guard our borders, O Lord, on the north, south, on the east, and the west. Preserve and keep us safe from every form of evil, O Lord. from all the powers, oh Lord, that would seek to divide us, oh Lord. We call them down from their high places, oh Lord. And we pray in their place, oh Lord, that peace, oh Lord, and oneness, oh Lord, will break forth in unity in our land, unity in our nation, oh Lord. We pray for our governmental leaders, oh Lord. First of all, that you would protect, oh Lord, the president and his cabinet from every form of evil, oh Lord, from all calamities, oh Lord, and grant them wisdom, grant that they would walk in the reverential fear of the Lord our God, oh Lord, instead of before their eyes and within their hearts, oh Lord, that you would turn their hearts unto yourself, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
For this we give you glory, for this we give you honor, for this we give you praise with thanksgiving, Lord, that your name be glorified. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Minister. Praise God for that powerful prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Prophetess Cecile Cutchin. Prophetess Cecile Cutchin. Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 We thank God. We praise God. We adore the Lord on this evening. Hallelujah. The scripture reading for this evening is, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Go right ahead. Praise
God. All right. The scripture reading for this evening is Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in the heaven on and on the earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. So God, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you, we adore you. We know that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. There was power in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you, hallelujah. We thank Jesus for dying on the cross for our sins. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise, we adore you, Father. We ask that you would just continue to have free reign in our lives, dear God. Father, we ask that you would just continue to bless our children, our seeds, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
Continue to bless, cover, and keep my son Dante as he travels throughout the U.S. for his job, Father. Hallelujah. Cover him and the vehicle in which he's traveling in, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank
God, we thank you for not only our children but our grandchildren, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes.
We thank you for family. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to your name, God, for family. Hallelujah, Jesus, God, and we declare and decree that chains shall be shed, that chains shall be broken. Hallelujah. Chains shall be broken. Ha. People shall be set free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God, as you have free reign in our lives, hallelujah, there's power in the name of Jesus. Ha. To break every chain, as Tasha says, Tasha Cobbs Leonard said, power to break every chain, break every chain, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you, we adore you, and we love you, Father. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, God, for healing, God. Ha, you are the balm in Gilead. So, Father, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. And whatever's going on with Michael and Lisa, Father, we know that you are there. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, you go before us, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, heal, God. Hallelujah. Heal, Father. Heal. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you, Father, for everyone who's in the hospital, and even myself was in the hospital over the weekend, Father. So I thank you, Father. Even though I was coughing up blood clots and they didn't figure out why, God, we know it was an attack of the enemy because I was fine before I accepted the assignment to read the scripture on Sunday, but it is well. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. God, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus, that you are with us, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, that you give us a merited, miraculous favor with everyone whom we encounter, Father. Hallelujah, on this and every day, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. God, we ask that you would continue to be with people, Father. Be with the marriages, Father. Be with my daughter and her husband and their marriage, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have them to seek the assistance that they need to help with their communication, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. For, Father, we know that marriage is a covenant, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's not only a covenant with the man and the woman, but it's also a covenant with you, God. So, God, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus, for the covenant of marriage, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. God, we ask that you would just continue to cover and keep, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. All of the people, Father, who have had different diseases, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. People who are in the ICU, Father. People in regular rooms, Father. I ask that you would continue to be with, cover, and keep, Father. My brother-in-law, Tony, Father. Yvette's husband, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus, for he's still getting over pneumonia after being in ICU for a week, Father. So, Father, be with him, cover him, keep him, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Release the extra fluid that his body is retaining, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. God, I ask that you be with, cover, and keep my other brother-in-law, Albert Manson, Father. They call him Junie. Hallelujah, Jesus. Be with him as he's in rehab, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. Strengthen his body, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, and we ask that you would strengthen our minds, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, because it starts with a thought. So, Father, we thank you for strengthening our minds, Father. You said in your word that you would keep us in perfect peace if we would keep our mind stayed on you. So, Father, we thank you for keeping us in perfect peace, God. We thank you for staying focused on you, God. We thank you, Father, for as we tell the world that you are the way, the truth, and the light. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, your name reigns. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus, for keeping our minds, God, for keeping our bodies, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus, for keeping our emotions. We have our mind, will, and emotion, Father. So we thank you, Father, for keeping us, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus, even when we don't want to be kept, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God, covering us. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we love you, God, with every ounce of our being, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. You're so worthy of all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Father, we ask that you would just continue to be with, cover, and keep all of the leaders, Father, in the churches, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. And the churches have started to open back up, Father. Remind them that it's not their church, but it's your church, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that we as people are the church. The church is within us. Hallelujah, Jesus. But the church buildings belong to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our building, our bodies belong to you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we ask that you would just continue to cover, that you would continue to keep, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. God, we ask that you would be with the people in the armed services, Father, who are all over the world, God, fighting for our freedom, Father. That's a true sacrifice, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. So be with them, Father. Yes. Cover them and keep them, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Put an extra hedge of protection around them, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes. Glory to your name, God. God, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus, that you said you would supply our every need according to your riches and glory, Father. So, God, we thank you for supplying our every need, Father, and even some of our wants, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, you're still worthy of all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that's due your name. God, we thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus, that we have a lot of people in our family who are July babies, Father. We thank you for them seeing another birthday. We thank you for Verona having her 60th birthday. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for Yvette having her 54th birthday. Day on the 20th, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for all of the people in our family that have July birthdays, and even those of us like me whose birthday is in August. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for another birthday, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, our heavenly birth. But God, the most important, hallelujah, Jesus, is our heavenly birth, Father, that we rededicate our lives back to you. Hallelujah, Jesus, that we point people back to you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus, because you're the reason for the season, 24-7, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus, we are to be fishers of men. Hallelujah, Jesus, and point people back to you. So, God, we thank you, we praise you, we adore you, and we love you, Father. We ask that you would have your will and your way in all of our lives, Father, that you would get all the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise out of everything that we say and that we do. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to your name, God. God, we love you, we love you, we love you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Father, for having free reign in our lives, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus, that when people see us, they see you, that the anointing steps in the room and shifts the atmosphere. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God, that people will know that we are kingdom kids wherever we go. Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus. They see and feel the anointing on us, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus, from us spending time with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, God, we thank you, we praise you, we adore you, and we love you. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray this prayer. And I declare and decree it to be so. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer. Prophetess Cecile Cutchin, we give you, give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. We're going to ask Pastor Jasper to close us out, but before we do, we want to, we have some time left in the broadcast, and we want to give our listening audience an opportunity. If you have a prayer request or if you would like to pray, simply go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio. You are will be joined with your brothers and your sisters that have lifted up prayers on behalf of this nation and this world and our community and our families. There is something about the people of God, hallelujah, coming together to be able to pray. There's power. Oh, yes, it is, in the unity and prayer, hallelujah. We have one. Praise God. Your last 4 digits are 0400. 0400. Praise God. You are live within the studio. Go right ahead, please.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Father, as we come before you, oh God, in the name of your son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, giving you thanks, oh God, that you have given us the full armor of you, that we are soldiers on the front line. We thank you, Father God, for the power of the blood of Jesus. Father God, we take our authority that you have given unto us, and we use it against the enemy. We bind every work of the enemy in the name of Jesus and through the blood of the Lamb of God. Father, we thank you, oh God, that we bind every spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus. Heart disease, immune disease, high blood pressure, liver condition, every system of our body that has been attacked by the enemy. We command the enemy right now to loose. His hands upon the bodies of the people of God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that we are the heel of the Lord. Every strike that Jesus taken up on his back is our healing. And so, Father, we walk in divine healing because you have already provided for us through the stripes of your son and through his precious blood that he shed it for us. Now, Lord, Father, our concern, oh God, is the fires that's gone on in 13 or 14 states, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that you, oh God, is over every nation, every inch of these grounds. And we ask, oh God, that you send the rain. Send the rain, oh God. Even when Elijah prayed, oh God. Oh Father, we thank you for the rain, the rain, the rain, the rain, oh God. Up on the West Coast, up on every state has gone through this devastating fire. And then, Lord Father, the ones that's dealing with floods on the East Coast, oh God. Everywhere, all over the United States is some kind of devastation. But Lord, Father, God, we bow our knees and asking you for mercy. Have mercy, oh God. Have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, Father, I thank you and I praise you for the body of believers that's upon this broadcast. Lord, Father, God, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. And I thank you that you send forward your angels to stand watch and do the bidding that they have prayed for and believe you for, oh God. Lord, Father, we need our angels to go forward now in the name of Jesus. Hearken to your word in Jesus' name. And for that, oh God, I thank you. I decree, I declare, I cover these prayers with the blood of Jesus. And not only cover them, I seal these prayers with the blood of Jesus that the enemy will not destroy, the enemy will not come in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Mother Pat Gallo.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you for that powerful prayer.
Amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
The woman of God.
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah. Is there another tonight? Simply press one on your dial pad.
Yes.
If you like to join with us as we virtually touch and agree on these prayers, if you like to join with us, if you have a prayer request, if that you would like for us to pray for, or if you would like to pray, this is your opportunity, praise God,
Amen.
To join with your sisters and brothers in the kingdom of God to be able to pray. Just simply press one on your dial pad. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. We give God all the praise, honor, and glory. All right. Well, praise God. We're going to ask Pastor Jasper to go ahead and close us out in this time of prayer. But before we do, yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
We would like to, we're not going to assume that everybody on the line is saved tonight, but we're going to extend the opportunity for salvation to you. Romans 10:9-10 tells us that if you just simply confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead, then you shall be saved. You believe in Jesus Christ, be able to know that he is the Son of the living God, and believe in his resurrection power that God raised him from the dead, and you repent of your sins and simply ask him into your life to come and be Lord of your life for the rest of your life. And if you pray but that simple prayer of saying, Lord, I repent of my sins. I make you Lord of my life. Come, I believe that you are the Son of the living God. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father. And if you, Lord Jesus, will just come and take over my life and live in me, and I agree to serve you for the rest of my life. Oh, brothers and sisters, if you pray but that simple prayer, we welcome you tonight into the kingdom of God. Your name has been written down into the Lamb's book of life.
Amen.
Your Heavenly Father is Almighty God. You are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. He sits at the right hand of God the Father, interceding for you, as I stated earlier tonight. And we welcome you, hallelujah, into the kingdom of God and the body of Christ. We thank God for you. The word of God says the angels of heaven rejoice at but one turning from a life of sin and receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So we give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We're going to ask Pastor Jasper at this time to go ahead and close us out in prayer. Thanks to each of you, hallelujah, for your prayers, those that have stood, the ministers of the gospel, those that have stood tonight on the line lifting up prayers. We give God praise and honor and glory for you. And we pray that he continues to strengthen and keep you and your families, as well as those others on the line tonight. We pray a covering over you, that God keep you and all of your ways, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Pastor Jay.
Praise God. Praise God. We come from Philippians chapter 4, from verse 6 to 7. Amen. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God for his word. Praise God for his people. Praise God for his power. Praise God for his word. Amen. Lord, we thank God for this day. Lord, we praise your people in this hour, Father. Lord, we pray to go up unto you, Father. Bless each and every one this day and time, Lord, no matter where they are on this earth, Father. Bless God in keeping them, Lord. Help us to learn to forget those things that are behind and reach forward to those things that are ahead, praise God.
Lord.
Help us to learn how to pray to God. The God is more than able to keep him, to guide him, to protect him from hurt, harm, and danger, unseen danger, praise God.
Lord.
We thank God for your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you give it to us, Lord. We thank God for your grace to forgive. We thank God for your grace to live. Amen. We just thank God for your dispensation of your word on this hour, Father.
Yes,
your dispensation of your grace, Father, to all your people. We thank God for the prayer of the saints of the body of Christ on this hour, Lord. We come together, unity of the Spirit, to bring forth your word with might, power, and substance, Lord, to the glory of Almighty God, Father, Lord. Just have your way on this hour, Father. Let your will be done on this day, Father, Lord. And pray that all these prayers be answered. And you see fit, Father, to your glory, to your honor, to your praise, Father. Help us to move forward, Lord, past the things of the past, and to move forward to our future. And you see from day to day, Lord, we declare this on today, Lord, that your grace is more than enough to keep us strong in our day-to-day living.
Yes,
and we thank you, Lord, for the grace you give us to overcome all obstacles, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father.
Yes.
For more,
yes,
you are more than enough, Father. You are more than enough that we need.
Yes,
if we can keep strong in your word and in the things that you call us to do, Father, Lord. With your holy word, your holy anointing, your Holy Spirit, you fill it with your power, Lord, for power to see miracles, signs, and wonder from day-to-day walk, Father, from day-to-day living in your word and in your name, Father. We declare it and declare it right now today, Father, Lord, for we are more than a conqueror, Lord, in Christ Jesus, Lord. We are more than overcoming, Lord, and we have the victory in Jesus, Lord, the victory
Lord.
To live, the victory to speak the word, and we speak the life to those things that are dead, Father.
Yes.
We speak life to those things that are in need of a living to be the breath of life into through the word of God, Father, Lord.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Speak those things that are not as though they are, in the word of God, Father, Lord. We thank God for the prayer of the saints that are going on today, Lord. We feel and fulfill each and every one of the prayers, Father, Lord. And you bring up to petition them to you, Father, Lord.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We thank you for that on this hour, Father. We thank God for the being our high priest, Father, Lord. You don't have to go to a man. You are our high priest, Father, Lord. You are our mediator, Father,
Lord.
God. And you are the word of God, the word of life on this hour, Father, Lord.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Take a stand. Stand to stand on your holy promises, Father, Lord.
Yes.
And we thank God for you listening to us, Lord. We learn to walk by faith and not by sight, Father. We pray for your will to be done, Father. Pray for your word to go forth like never before, Father, in all the earth, Father, Lord.
Yes.
Father, Lord. We pray for blessing on your people, Father. We pray for all of us, Lord. For those blessings among us, Lord. Our sons and our daughters, Lord. Our grandchildren and our children, Lord. Let it be so, Father. Let it be so, Lord. Let it come to pass, Father, Lord.
Yes,
and we thank you, Lord, for your peace, Father. The peace in our heart and our mind and our body, Lord. The peace to strengthen us, Lord. The peace to keep us safe in the hour of the night, Father, Lord. When all things gone, Lord. In the midnight hour, your peace is dealt with us, Lord. In the evening time, in the morning time, and in the time of the day, Father, Lord. Your peace is right there.
Yes.
Thank God for the Prince of Peace. Thank God for God keeping us and God protecting us from hurt, harm, and danger, Father, Lord.
Yes,
and we give our command unto you, Father, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for blessing us to be a blessing to all the people of God, Father.
Yes,
thank God
Lord.
For blessing us.
Yes,
Lord, the saints of God, the people of God, the soldiers, Lord, in the field, Father. Your soldiers on the face of the earth, Father, all overseas,
Lord.
Father, Lord. Blessing God to keep each and every one of them, Father, Lord. Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Father, Lord. We pray for the soldiers on this hour, Lord. Every man, every woman, Lord, bless and God and keep it out. Lord, do it to this nation, Lord. Do it for their sacrifice to the people of God, Father, Lord. And we thank you for that, Lord.
Yes.
And the face of the earth for each and every continent, Lord, wherever they are. Blessing God and keeping it, Lord, bringing them home safely, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, Lord.
Yes,
in Jesus' name, Father, Lord. We thank God for that, Lord. We thank God for the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But this gospel of the our Lord must be preached, Father, to all people, Lord, to all nations, Father, Lord, to Israel, Father, Lord, to Russia, Father, Lord, to Spain, Father, Lord, to Africa, Father, Lord, to Australia, Father, Lord, to United States of America, Lord, to Alaska, Father, Lord, to North America, South America, Central America, Father, all over this globe, Father, Lord, each and every one. They got breath in their body, Lord. This gospel must be preached like never before the Lord has come. This gospel must be preached, Father, Lord. All over the face of this globe, all over the face of this land, Father, Lord. Let thy will be done, Father. Let the gospel of our Lord and Savior be preached and teach all over this land, Father, Lord.
Yes,
for the coming day of the Lord draw it nigh, Lord. Let us be so ready for that day, Father, Lord. No
Now, Issa Rae, let your will be done, Father, like never before. And we praise you, for, and we thank you for it, Lord. Pray for your people on this hour, Father, Lord, to do what they called them to do. That they feel your holy word, feel your Holy Spirit, feel your holy anointing, Lord. They destroy the yoke of bondage, Lord. Feel your holy word, Father, Lord, to help to walk by faith even more so now than ever before, Father, Lord. And you pray for the manifestation of your word in our life, Father, your manifestation of the word in our children, Lord, the manifestation of the word in our generation, Lord, for me and my house. We will serve the Lord God Almighty, Father. For me and your house, we serve the Lord God Almighty, Lord. Filled with your Holy Spirit, filled with your Holy Word, Father, and filled with your Holy Power, Lord. They are always power in the blood of Jesus, Lord. They are power in your Word, Father. You should never lose your power, Father, Lord, on this hour, Father. We thank you for that, Lord.
Thank you
for who you are, Father, Lord. We thank God for Jesus to give us the victory in all things, Father. To you this day you shall serve. To you who this day you shall serve, serve the Lord God Almighty, Lord. Serve the Lord, Father, Lord. Serve the Lord with truth and with strength and with gladness of heart, Father, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we praise you and we thank you, Lord, Father. And we pray that God give a life, give a breath in our body, Lord. God sustain us, Lord. He is our provider, Father.
Mm-hmm.
He is the strength and he is our shield, our faith, Father, Lord. He is pulling the whole armor of God on this day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for keeping you. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your holy name on this hour, Father.
Yes.
Thank you for the worship, Father. Thank God has freedom to worship in this nation, this day and time, Father. We should praise you, to worship you, praise your holy name, Father. Thank God for you being a promise keeper, Father. Thank God you being a miracle worker, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for you being a great physician, Father, Lord.
Yes.
Thank God for being a good shepherd to us, Lord. We thank God for being all in all, Lord. Everything we need, God got it for his children, Lord. God got it for you, and he got it for me, Father. And we pray, God, for your compassion. Thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, God, your compassion are new every morning, Father. And you forever faithful to us, Lord. No matter what we do, Lord. Sometimes you fail, you love, but God, you never fail. Amen. Thank God for you being a God of strength, Lord. God of joy and God of peace, Father. God of love. We thank God for everlasting life, Father, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh, Lord, we praise your holy name, Father. Thank God for your goodness, your peace, Father, Lord, that passes all understanding. Lord, we thank God for your holy word, Father.
Yes.
We thank God for your grace, Father. Thank God for your mercy, Lord Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, your mercy, Lord, endure forever, Father, Lord.
Yes.
We thank God for your peace in our life, Father, God. We thank God for your faithfulness, Lord, your Holy Spirit, Lord. You lead, guide, direct our path to comfort us in a time of need, Father, Lord. We thank God for the prayer of the saint, Father, the prayer of the righteous, very much, Father, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for our wife and our sons and our daughter, Lord. Thank God for our children, our grandchildren, Lord.
Yes.
Thank God for your holy word, Lord. Thank God for Jehovah being who he is. Thank God for Elohim, Father. Thank God for the great I am, Father, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Yahweh, Father, Lord. Thank God for Yahshua, Father, God. We thank God for the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father.
Yes.
Thank God for the God Abraham, and Jesus, Father, Lord, we thank God for your holy word, Father, Lord.
Yes.
We thank God for your people, Father, Lord. Just have your way on this hour, Lord. Let your will be done, Father. Let your will be done. Stir the gift, Lord. Stir the people's gift in their hearts in this nation, Lord. Stir the gift. Pray for our president, Lord. Pray, Lord, for our nation. Pray for the governors, Lord. Pray for the mayor of these cities, Lord. Pray for our county, Lord.
Yes.
Pray for our people that are first responding, Lord.
Yes.
Pray for those that are doing great and mighty work
to
the glory of God, Father. Pray, Lord, for your will to be done, Father, Lord. Pray for our police force, Father, Lord. Oh, Lord, pray for our children, for our school, for our university, Lord. Pray for our people, Lord, that they come to you, Father, Lord. They have a heart to serve God. They have worship in their heart, worship in their spirit, Lord. We thank God for what you work in our life, Father, God. Lord, just have your way on this hour, Lord. Let your will be done, Father. Pray for the leaders of the household of faith, Lord. Bless each and every one of those that are leaders, Lord, to give them guidance, direction, Lord, and pray for the children, pray for our family, and pray for the household of faith, pray for the body of Christ, Father. Lord, say this should be a house of prayer, Father, to all nations, not some nations, to all nations, Father, Lord.
Yes.
And we thank God for that, Lord, in this hour, Lord. Let your will be done, Father. We praise you and we glorify your holy name. To Jesus Christ, which we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Jasper. Hallelujah for that powerful prayer. Yes, we give God all the praise, all the honor. Hallelujah and all the glory. We thank God for this opportunity again to come before him, to share together and join in unity, touching and agreeing virtually over this line for the opportunity for prayer.
My God.
We pray for each and every one that has tuned in tonight. Let me ask if there is one, is there anyone else? This is your opportunity Go ahead and press 1 on the dial pad, and we will dispatch you into the studio as we get ready to close the program out. Praise
God.
Lord, we give you all the praise, and we thank you, Father God. Go forth this week, my brothers and my sisters. Go forth this week carrying the word of God in your heart and on your lips, sharing this powerful word, sharing the presence of God, sharing the power of God, sharing salvation in Jesus Christ with this dying world, letting them know that we serve a living Savior.
Let your light shine.
Yes, Lord, let your light shine, and let this dying world know that we serve a living Savior whose name is Jesus Christ. We give you, I'll give God all the praise. We give him all the honor and all the glory. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Have an awesomely blessed week. And thank you again.
We're being called for a show. Here's that.